Japan's stock market closed at a 7-year high today. It jumped almost 5% after the Bank of Japan unexpectedly announced new stimulus measures. It'll increase Japan's bond buying program to about 80 trillion yen, around $725 billion annually, amid continued concerns about the economy. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes joins us from Tokyo with more. Rupert, this was a big surprise.
Yeah, it was a big surprise. Certainly the market analysts, the bankers weren't expecting it. And the reason they weren't expecting it is because Mr. Kuroda, who is the governor of the Central Bank of Japan, had said that the economy was on target. It was on target to reach their growth targets and their inflation targets. And what he's essentially done today is admitted that that's not so, that the economy was slowing. They weren't going to meet their inflation and growth targets, and so they're having to dump a load more money, a lot more liquidity into the economy to try and, you know, to boost it up again.
Well, remind us why Japan's economy is in such rough shape right now, because there has been, it seems, stimulus after stimulus after stimulus in Japan, and they never seem to work for that long.
Yeah, I mean, this policy of quantitative easing was invented here in Japan in the early 1990s after the collapse of the property bubble. And ever since then, they have tried time and again to get Japan out of deflation. So the problem they have here is that prices have been falling. If you've got falling prices, people tend to put off purchases, put off investments, and it just brings the whole economy down. So they have tried time and again to get out of this deflationary spiral by pumping liquidity into the economy. But this time, in the last 2 years, they have been doing it on a scale that really hasn't been tried before. I mean, the amount of quantitative easing that is going on here really dwarfs what is going on with the Fed in the United States and what's going on with the European banks. They're putting about $600 billion worth of new money into the economy every year, and that today is being expanded to $730 billion a year. And this is, you know, this is just a massive amount of liquidity, and they're hoping that this will finally drag Japan out of its deflation.
Well, and I guess the reason why it hasn't yet is because what? People are hoarding that money? Banks are hoarding that money? They're not pumping it into the economy?
Yeah, companies. I mean, it's gone into the stock market. Essentially, it has created a huge stock market boom over the last 18 months here. Companies are sitting on masses of profit, but they're not distributing that in terms of higher salaries, in terms of new investment. They're sitting on all this money. And if you're an ordinary person and you're not getting an increase in your salary, but prices are starting to go up, taxes are going up, the problem is you then think, well, I've actually got less money in my pocket. And we have had a large tax increase in Japan this year. And what's happened since then is that a lot of ordinary consumers have said, oh, I don't have so much money to spend. And that's why household spending is falling and why, you know, this policy doesn't seem to be working.
And Japan is still one of the largest economies in the world. What might today's move mean for the United States?
Well, I think it's broadly been welcomed by investors, both here in Japan and elsewhere. But I think the real problem with these policies is they are very short term. And no one has actually come up with a solution to the long term problem of Japan, which is that it has an aging, shrinking population. And they don't want to appear to allow large scale immigration. They don't want to enact the deep reforms to open Japan's markets. It's a very protected market still today. And so this injection of liquidity is a short-term fix, but it's not really getting to the fundamental long-term problems of the Japanese economy.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes joining us from Tokyo. Rupert, thanks.
Thank you.